And there's no try. There is only do.
What are you, Yoda?
You're listening to the Sports Junkie Radio Network. JoeBucksFan.com presents Fozzy, the Sports Junkie.
You're into that.
Insight and insanity.
You silly man, hope I never get back in. I will kick your
all from the mind of Ozzy the Sports Junkie.
Let's get this party started. How you feeling?
What is up, where do you heard Ozzy the Sports Junkie? Back with you on a season closing. Oh, a new feature, Ozzy's Rant. Just a short, look into today's game, what's on my mind. Let's try to figure out what the hell went down at Ray J today. So I thought I'd get out of the house for a while and vent on today's game, the season, maybe blow off some steam, go down to the corner bar and maybe commiserate with some of you people. Here's my friends here. Yeah, rough game today, huh? Fans obviously still very upset. Hey, keep it down over there, would you? The Buccaneers added a new segment today. Hell, a running game was finally introduced in Week 17. Rojo, all of a sudden, Walter freaking Payton. To be honest, I was planning on going to the game today, but when I thought about it, you know, I didn't want to go into my team stadium and not openly root for them to lose, or I should say I wouldn't have felt at the time I was 100% behind a Buccaneer victory. And that makes me sick to my stomach to even admit that. Of 35-plus years, day in, day out, every pre- and regular season game Buccaneer fan is myself. Highs and lows. To go into my stadium and pull against them, so I decided I'm going to stay home and watch the game on TV. And from the looks of it, a lot of people had my same idea. Filled up a little bit, but that's beyond the point. We get to kickoff. Again, I'm not going to break the whole game down. That's for another show. I had to shoot a text to a couple of the guys in the press box saying, can you hear the cackling? The cackling of Dirk Cutter calling a pass play for a backup right tackle who goes 30 yards to the house. Tell me that wasn't a dig at the Buccaneers, and I'll kiss my own ass on the 50-yard line. No way. That didn't have some intent to it. And, well, it worked like a champion as the Falcons got up to a quick lead. But the Bucs battled back in this game. It was pretty much a show of what has gone right and what has gone wrong this season. And what has gone right of late is Breshad Perriman. I said it earlier today. I tweeted it out. At Ozzy Radio. Follow me. It's kind of interesting. Breshad Perriman now gives the Buccaneers, in my opinion, maybe the best, if not the best wide receiver trio in the NFC, maybe in the NFL. Because there's a reason why this guy was a first-round pick. And for whatever reason, he and Winston are on the same page. Because he looks like freaking Baryshnikov out there. That toe job, pardon the expression, that toe job in the end zone was a thing of beauty. I went ahead and say it. I think that's a play of the year for the Buccaneers. Absolutely nothing wrong with our receiving core. Cam Brate with a touchdown. Nice to see him get back in the black, as it were, as opposed to last week, the big drop. Hey, Winston looks strong. Part of me, I wanted that 30 picks. I deserve the 30 picks. I want the 30 for 30. You get your 5,000 yards, I get my 30 picks. It has to be documented. I can't go without it. So, a give and take, a tete-a-tete, bit of a sloppy game. By the way, was there a monsoon and I wasn't made aware of it? Why was the field in such a freaking disastrous state? Every play, somebody was slipping and sliding. I thought a couple guys went down what looked like bad injuries. They got up and walked up for both sides, but granted, they did have a bowl game there on Monday, so regardless, it really didn't have an outcome in the game, maybe, as Matt Gay missed three kicks. Turns out, would have put the game away. Remember to Matt Millett or the good fine folks at Fox, I love Jim Brando. I've had him on my airwaves a couple of times, and a more pleasant Hall of Fame type announcer you're ever going to come across. But I get a kind of a kick out of these guys. How can they be up to speed on every team in the NFL? They're reading the press clip, media notes that are given to most broadcasters. I'm sure they came in yesterday to do a little homework. But Matt Millen just had his tongue firmly implanted in number three's backside. No problem at all giving a ringing endorsement. Now, getting an endorsement from a guy who had one of the worst runs as a general manager in the history of the NFL, just like F. Potvin, still rings out. in New York City when the Islanders and Rangers get together? Fire Millen. I guarantee you somebody's wearing a Fire Millen shirt. He's a Hall of Fame guy. There's one guy I do not want saying I'm the right pick at the time. It's Matt Millen, but we'll leave that alone. That really had no heretofore, but he thinks that they're just on the right page down here in Tampa, that things are just headed straight for the sky. Okay, whatever. So we grind it out and grind it out. Back to what's right. First off, the defense was playing lights out. JPP, I tweeted out that maybe it's time to maybe turn the page on him. Seems like a long time ago he was drafted and he played for South Florida. He showed today he's still got some gas left in the tank, and maybe age isn't a factor with him. I'd hate to see Ndamukong Suh and JPP go. Let's hope it doesn't come down to that. Let's hope they can bring them both back. But I think those two are a huge part why another thing that went right, so right with his team, and that's Shaq Barrett. Here's a guy who's smiling from the house to the stadium, from the game back to the house, and he'll be smiling all the way to the bank, because if the Bucks don't get him a gigantic contract, somebody's going to. He's going to be a rich man next year for a long period of time. So Shaq Barrett, he gets a sack record. But prior to that, obviously in the game, how about Devin White picks up the errant pass slash fumble that I thought they were going to call back, but they didn't. 91 yards to the house, a freaking Bucks franchise record. A guy I was very critical of earlier in the season. Again, I was wrong. Just a late bloomer from Jason Light and company. No problems at all. He's a definite positive heading forward. The secondary looked pretty good. Some good pass defense. So good to see the rookie standing strong. And he's got some speed, and there's nothing but upside from him as well. Odd team, the Falcons. Started horrifically. They had the entire coaching staff and company hitting the road. It looks like they'll stick around for another year. So Dirk Cutter will have to get the deposit back on the U-Haul. He did have a frequent user card where he gets the third one's free. So next time he gets canned, he gets a free U-Haul. So if you're a friend of Cutter, you don't have to help him move tomorrow. Again, a nip and tuck ball game into the half. And I'm thinking, you know something? I want that goddamn 8-8. I deserve that 8-8. 8-8 is 100 times better than 7-9. I want that fucking 8-8. I want this win, and I want it today. And then we go into the offseason with a goddamn smile on our faces and not a kick in the sack. 15 seconds left. Jameis lobs one into the back of the end zone. Would just look to be a throwaway. Aaron Rodgers had a pass early in the season. They said maybe the greatest pass of his career. It was a throwaway pass, yet he left a little window for his receiver to come down with it. And that's exactly what Perryman did. He goes Baryshnikov, the two-tapper into the end zone. Just an unbelievable second half of the season for Perryman and the Buccaneers to find a jewel in the rough. And then how about Jameis scrambles into the end zone for the two-point conversion? You're thinking, yeah, I want this win. I want this win bad. I don't give a shit what position we draft. Is there really a player at 11 between 11th and 16th or what have you that's going to make a huge, huge difference? You get a good player regardless. And now all of a sudden in the second half, oh, lo and behold, Ronald Jones turns into Walter Payton. He's gashing and dodging and ducking all over the field, head faking, weaving, slipping. For the first time this season, racks up a 100-yard game. And at this point, now I'm starting to get pissed. I'm like, what is this? This team, to use a phrase that rhymes with cock tease, this team's a cock tease. I'm sorry. I mean, where you've been hiding this all season long, granted, it's a garbage game against a garbage team, or a 500 game against a 500 team, but damn it, it's my team, and let's get some wins at home. 5-3 on the road. That didn't until today. 5-3 on the road. They just could not win at home, and it's unacceptable. Buccaneers take a 22-16 lead into the third. Ryan and company driving, and like I mentioned, Shaq Barrett, you want that record. You want it, and you want it now. And in the back of my head, I'm thinking, well, all right, I'll have to give up on my 30-interception dream. I'll gladly sacrifice that for a win, an 8-8 season where the positives for one slim Sunday outshone any negatives. Matt Gay misses another one. 3 on the day, a wet field, whatever. No excuses to be made for that. And now we're fourth quarter, under a minute, Matty Ice and company. You're down to a third down, a fourth down situation where any kind of stop would have ended the ball game. The crowd was roaring and a couple completions, and they set themselves up for a field goal. So we head to overtime. You're thinking, oh boy, well, let's just get this thing done. So we go to overtime. First play, first and 10 from the 20. Jameis lobs a little screen to the side intended for Hey, Bob, how are you? Yeah, rough one today, huh? I'm recording a show here. I know that. I'll move my car. God damn, don't screw with me, man. So, it's getting a little dicey down here at Jose's Tavern and Cantina, located at 12th and 12th. So we go to overtime. You're thinking, all right, let's just get this thing done. Nobody's going to miss four. Let's just get a touchdown, get anything, get out of there with a win. He lobs one over the middle to Brate. It's picked off to the house. And all the good fortune and all the good thoughts and all of it comes spiraling down. I get the 30. And then it turns out I didn't want the 30. I wanted 8-8. I wanted it. Bruce Arians wanted it. I'm sure Jameis wanted it. I'm sure every man on that football team wanted it. You can say what you want about him. There's some talent on that Buccaneer football team, and it's a shame that things like this. Jameis didn't lose the game for us. Sure, he threw the game-losing pick six. He played great up until that point. And the post-game presser, I'll get into all that later on in the week. Bruce Arians is no longer pulling punches. He's going to evaluate everything. He made a telling comment about the stench left in the stadium that smelled all season. We'll look into that. My guy Leo Haggerty asked, is Jameis fixable? He said, I don't know. I'll tell you, right now, Bruce Arians knows one thing. He knows what he wants on that team, and he knows what he doesn't want on that team. As opposed to last year, everything is great. New coach, all you're looking at is film. He's had 16 and 17 weeks. You throw in preseason and mini camps and all that. He's had a good 8 months now to see what he has, what he wants to keep, and what he needs to get rid of. Defensively, I hope they can keep everybody. Vita Vey's obviously locked in there in the middle of that line. As far as I'm concerned, he's so big he almost takes up two man. His presence will be felt for years to come. You hope they can keep Paul. You hope that they can keep Ndamukong Suh. A lot of people want to crack on him. He's a big boy, and he commands a body and a half. And don't tell me that didn't play a huge part in Shaq Barrett just wiggling around the end and getting straight to the quarterback. Funny, he jumped the line of scrimmage one time. A good 3 feet. He jumped the gun a little bit, but that'll do it for Buccaneer football 2019. Like I mentioned last show, I'm usually in a state of despondency after the football season ends. And I was very much looking forward to this, sticking a fork in the season, because just the frustration is beyond. And today was a prime example of it. Again, to quote Winston, when we don't turn the ball over, nobody can touch us. And that's never more evident than today. Get a running back. Can the quarterback be salvaged? I don't know. I'll let you rocket scientists and football geniuses figure that out and tell me what to think. I'd rather move on with somebody else, because a tiger doesn't really change its stripes. You know what you get. You get a lot of touchdowns and a lot of picks. And that's not miraculously going to change come next July. Now look at the bright side. The freaking Patriots lost to the Dolphins. How about this one for you, Buck fans? The Patriots released Brady. How about this time you come on down to Tampa Bay? We got the best receiving core in football. How about a little Brett Favre encore? Who the hell ever had Brett Favre at the end of his career a pass away from the Super Bowl in a Vikings uniform? The GOAT? I'll give you a GOAT. Come win in Tampa Bay next year. They'll haul you off the field on a gold chalice. I don't know what the future holds. All I know is I had to get out of the house. So now we watch playoff football, and that's exciting and fun. But another season of what could have, should have, might have been. Just aggravating. Completely aggravating. At least we can put the lipstick away, because that pig is covered. There's a lot wrong, but there's more right, I think. And I think they're on their way to getting this thing turned around, and it's a win now league. That being said, I'm still exhausted. All right, I'm going to have another drink. Can you get any of those bar peanuts, Steve? Yeah, no, the jalapeno ones, yeah. What's that? I don't know what she's doing tonight. I'm trying to Jesus Christ. All right. Ozzy the Sports Junkie on the Joe Bucks Fan Podcast. Remember, OzzyRadio.com, Sports Junkie Radio Network. You listen to me, go to OzzyTheSportsJunkie.com. The show streams there. Go to SoundCloud. The app will be done soon. I don't know. It's taking so long. These scientists in Japan are working countless hours. What exactly they're doing with the new Ozzy app, but it's coming somehow, some way. I'm available on Roku now. You go to tune in on any Roku box, 8 million homes nationwide. Jesus. Calm down over there. I have an app so cool. You can watch every game and every sport for free. If that sounds too unbelievable to be true, it's not. And believe me, I am petrified and mortified and horrified to download anything on my phone or computer that's not legit. This thing's legit. Sort of. I don't really know what it is. All I know is it works. All I know is I watch every game every night on my TV in 1080 HD straight off my phone. Hand to God. Hand to God. So now I go hardcore hockey. Get that dog out of here. All right, Ozzy the Sports Junkie. OzzyTheSportsJunkie.com. I'll see you guys at an AA meeting later in the week for the Joe Bucks Fan Radio Network and Joe Bucks Fan Podcast. Thanks to Steve, Lee, Ira. Those guys are the best ever. And I'm not going anywhere. I'll be a Bucks fan forever. And hopefully this year, next year, this time, we're all hoisting a cold one and figuring a way to get postseason tickets on the Joe Bucks Fan Podcast Network.
From the 21-yard line, Winston in trouble. It is picked off. Akello Witherspoon with the interception and a 49ers touchdown.
Oh, my. Oh, my. That is a screen. That ball should have gotten thrown into the dirt. San Francisco read this all the way. He's trying to get the ball to Dare Ogunbowale right here behind this offensive line. There's nobody there. That is just a poor decision, decision-making. You cannot win in the NFL with turnovers. Third one of the day for Tampa, second touchdown interception.
Do you want right now Cameron Davis?
Is this a trick question?
No. No. Answer. Wait, you want James?
You got a big one.
Oh.
Man, I take Cam today, tomorrow, 2 weeks from tomorrow, 6 months from tomorrow,
really?
2 years. Yeah, I think.
Oh, I'm surprised.
No, you shouldn't be. First of all, I've seen Cam Newton at his absolute best. Cam Newton's absolute best. He's an MVP, took a team to the Super Bowl.
Long time ago.
Have you? Okay. When have we seen Jameis be good for any sustained period of time in the NFL? Since he's
in. Is it my turn?
It's a rhetorical question. Since he's coming to the league, Jameis leads the league in interception, leads the league in fumbles lost, 61 INTs, 18 fumbles lost. And what am I supposed to do with that? Skip, I'm not saying every time that a quarterback plays, he has to be the reason they win. But if you're not the reason they're winning, you damn sure can't be the reason they're losing. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers lose a lot of games because of Jameis Winston's turnovers. It's as simple as that. Skip, I wish I can give it to you any other way, but I can't. You saw the game last week. Did you see that? What was that? Somebody threw them pick sixes. It was a quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That was his name is. Jameis Winston. Can't, Skip. He just turns the ball over too much. He brought the same problem. See, Skip, we overlooked it. He won the Heisman, won a national title, took his team back to the playoffs, then lost in the semifinals to Oregon. And we kind of overlooked those turnovers. But he was a turnover machine in college. And normally what you are in college, it's hard for you to break that habit. And he has yet to break the habit of turning the football over. I think, 2016, he had a streak where he won, like, close out the season, he won 5 games. But for the most part, Skip, he'll show you a flash. He'll, you know, have a 300-plus yard passing day, a couple touchdowns, and then he normally follows it up with a 2 or 3 interception ball game. I just don't trust him long-term. Forget off the field. Well, I didn't even talk about that. I'm just talking about solely on the field. Yeah. Give me Cam Newton. I'm not concerned about Cam's shoulder, but I know what Cam at his best can possibly be. I don't know if we've ever seen Jameis at his best. And when it is, what? We get a game or two? But I've seen Cam sustain greatness for periods of time. I have yet to see that from Jameis.
Have you seen Cam sustain greatness over the last 3 football seasons?
I haven't seen Jameis do that over the last 5 football seasons.
But since the MVP and Super Bowl year, what has happened to Cam Newton? Nothing good. He has slowly declined a la Aaron Rodgers, but I won't go there. I'll go there later in the show.
If you don't mind me asking, Skip, in those 3 years, has his team made the playoffs since he last went to the Super Bowl? A simple yes or a simple no will suffice for me.
Okay, you answer. Go ahead.
No, I'm asking you. I don't know everything.
I thought I was speaking.
Oh, okay,
you're right.
I am so rude for interrupting you.
So help me out, because you got that crack researcher, right? What's his name? Steve Owens, the Heisman winner?
Yeah.
Another Heisman winner.
Oh, we got Heisman winners galore. topic. 16, 17, and 18.
Yes.
The last 3 years, what's happened, interceptions thrown over those 3 years? There are two tied for the top. One is Cam Newton.
Yeah.
The other is Jameis Winston. Okay? But they are